Hello and welcome to the Drew and Stu NHL Stanley Cup Playoffs Preview Show. We're going to go through the entire bracket and give us your picks. We're going to give you our picks, not give us your picks. We're going to give you our picks for who we think is going to win the 2024 Stanley Cup. Cam, that was rough. Holy crap. I got through that. You went to New York last week and you said you had a rough go. Explain why.
I didn't really have a rough go.
Your wallet had a rough go.
Yes. My wallet. Yeah. And at that new Islanders stadium, I get off and it's like, I'm like, are we there yet? Like, you have to walk like from the train. And I'm like walking. I'm like, how does a senior citizen do this walk? Like, I was beat down.
What are we talking, like 5 minutes?
I'm talking like 20 minutes at least.
Really? From the closest station?
Yeah. No, like I got off the train. It's not like our arenas where you like walk off the street in. Like, you get off the train and then you walk and you walk. And my girlfriend's like, oh my God, like I'm hurting. And no one hurt even more. The double vodka soda. With a beer, 57 US. I said, what? And then he's like, and the best is when you're like, okay, it's cashless. Then you see the thing that you tap and it starts at 15% tip. I'm like, What are we doing? I hate that. I'm like, you're getting me a beer and whatever.
And it's US dollars. So it's probably 80,
I got pummeled.
85.
And I told my girlfriend, I go, lessons, more hotel drinks, more train drinks. More whatever before
train
we go.
Train drinks. That's drinks you bring on yourself on the train.
Yes.
Train okay, drinks. Okay.
Yeah.
That's illegal.
No, it's not illegal. It's fine. They do it in the States all the time. There was guys in Islander jerseys like crushing drinks. Anyway, I'm not going to tell people how to live their lives. I'm never paying $67 for a double vodka and a beer again. But as I owe $3,000 on my Visa, Drew, I bet golf. And everyone knows I do. And today, I just filled in. So I just finished. 3 hour show. I'm a little bit beat down, but the only thing that's keeping me going, the postman always delivers. JT Poston, first round leader, 45-1. So that's 1250 right there. I could cut my Visa bill. There you go. I got to keep on. Right. Need more winners. So let's get the
three
winners.
No more double vodkas, just straight up club soda. That's it. This is like, can't afford it. just straight water.
I'm sure that would go over very well.
Yeah, I'd be like, hey, none for you anymore.
We had a team meeting when we got back to the hotel. By the way, after the Islander game, there's millions of people because you don't drive because it's actually cool. A lot of young people there, like Drew. Basically, it's like Tinder for hockey fans. Like every chick that was there was like younger, like the whole row above us. It's amazing. They don't buy the drinks, but it's like it's almost like a dating service for younger people. And I'm like, wow, there's a lot of young people at the Islander game. And I noticed they're not buying double vodkas like me and my girlfriend, but they're having fun at the game. So that's what I noticed. More of a party atmosphere. The tickets are cheap, but the drinks are expensive. But hey, now we got to win every single bet for the next little while.
So right now, because you went to both, what game was more fun, the Islanders game or the Devils game?
Well, that's a great question. The Devils game was more fun because Scotty Farrell took me. We got free food and stuff like that. We didn't get free drinks, but they had an open buffet with pizza slices.
Nice.
Chicken fingers and stuff. The Islander game, we paid for everything, so it was more expensive. The Leafs beat the Devils, which was awesome. It was a great game, and I'll be honest with you, and you know this, Prudential, they got what sight lines? That right?
Great arena.
People, let me tell you, that arena in New Jersey, I'm sitting there going, I felt like I was at a junior game. Everything was so close and fast, and the Islander fans were good, though, too. Rowdies, death metal band at the Jersey game, people are crowd surfing with the, like, you know, their stuffed devil He's like lifting people up. I'm sure you're getting that at a Leaf game. Sir, can you pass my sushi and roast beef sandwich? And there's going to be 80-year-old
that
guys
whole area,
crowd surfing
by the arena, the mall,
it's awesome.
It's awesome. It's,
people don't know New Jersey's nice. Like Manhattan's what killed me. Like if you ever go there, you want value, get out there because it's not that far away. But anyway, Drew, I regress. Good times, just hit the wallet, and maybe Gambler's giving me a taste because I hit a first round leader and I got a lot of guys in contention. Great start to the golf tournament.
There you go. Hopefully, hopefully you bet him outright because maybe he can go wire to wire.
I do. I do have him outright, 66-1.
Well, there you go. Let's go. Fingers crossed that he goes wire to wire. All right, Cam, let's get into our Stanley Cup playoffs preview. We're going to start in the Eastern Conference with the Florida Panthers taking on the Tampa Bay Lightning. Season series was 2-1 in favor of the Panthers. Cam, Tampa Bay's red hot, though, winning 12 games down the stretch in their last 16. There's probably no team hotter than them running into the playoffs. Are you going to get in front of the Panthers, though, in this series? I don't know. The series price right now, Tampa Bay Lightning plus 145, Florida Panthers minus 170. You want to start this one or you want me
to? I'd like you to start, but
I'm taking Tampa Bay. I think Tampa Bay smokes the Florida Panthers. I don't think the Florida Panthers are for real. I think they're frauds. I'm sorry, Panthers fans. I think the Bobrovsky magic from last year is donezo. Tampa in five games, Cam.
Is this clickbait or like, are you for real? I like Tampa Bay too, but in seven, like you nope. really believe they can win this in five. Okay. I will say this to agree to your point, Drew. They look tired. Their goaltenders have overachieved, and I think the Lightning have been playing possum for a while. Kucherov
Kim,
looks
you
great.
You always want the team that's riding high into the playoffs, and that's what Tampa Bay is.
I don't know necessarily if that's true. There's some teams that are limping into the playoffs that I like, but I agree with you that Tampa Bay can beat Florida. And I think Florida, the thing about Florida is that I noticed late in the season, Drew, and I think you will agree, it looked like they ran out of gas. They're a very physical team, and they can't maintain that style the whole time. Maurice called them out. I think they actually got mad about it for a while. Like, he was really upset. Like, you can only yell at young players for so long, even though, like, you get a coach's respect. I'm with you. John Cooper, great coach. Hey, who's goaltending edge? Tampa. Kucherov, hot. Florida's one of those teams they want to turn into a fight, but Tampa Bay's tough, too. This series is going to be a bloodbath. It's basically with, like, jackknives out there, and just, like, it's going to get, you know what? And they're two of the dirtiest teams in the league. It's going to be a fun series.
Yep, and they've met in the playoffs before, Cam. Tampa Bay came out on top. I don't know if – yeah, I know. The Magic was there for Florida last year. I just don't think the Magic continues. Florida, they didn't even deserve to win the division. Boston, I feel like, threw those last two games. I know people are going to be like, people don't throw games. It's like, if you watch Boston play against Ottawa and Washington, you might think otherwise. But, yeah, Cam, so we're both on the Tampa Bay Lightning, both going with the underdogs in the first series.
Yep, I'm not done there, too, Drew. I got some crazy stuff for you, but we'll continue to talk about every series, and we'll have fun.
Moving on to the same division, the Toronto Maple Leafs, Boston Bruins. Bruins the favorite in this series, Cam, minus 125. Leafs are plus 105. It's very, very tight when it comes to the odds makers. The Bruins 3-0 or 4-0 in the season series, seven straight versus them all time. They've also haven't lost a series against them since 1959. Cam, everything is saying Bruins, Bruins, Bruins. The Bruins won in 7 in 2019, 7 in 2018, 7 in 2013. What happens in this one? You're a Leafs fan. You go first. You tell me. Do the blue guys have what it takes to take down the Bruins?
I'm going to tell you this, Drew. The Bruins have better goaltending, and they have a better coach. Leafs, on the other hand.
And defense,
yes. The Leafs everywhere else, deeper, way better. Boston's a one-line team. You shut down Pastrnak. Listen, the additions of Bertuzzi and Domi, I think, are important in series like this. Mm-hmm. They didn't have those type of guys before, and they show up when it matters. I'm a little bit worried Tavares looks slow, but it's time. You know what, Marner and Matthews? This is enough. Like, you want to be top of the food chain? You find a way to beat the Boston Bruins. I'm going to say this series is going to be tight. Mm-hmm. I'll take the Leafs, but I'm going to take them in six because I think if it goes to seven.
Too many nightmares in seven. Yeah, I agree with you.
But the thing is, I really, Drew, and I've cut the Leafs up a lot on the show. You know I'm a fan of the team, but I'm also a realist. I'm not going to think they win every game. I bet against them this year sometimes when I know they're in bad spots. I think they're a complete hockey team. They just need their stars to show up, and we need the defense and goaltending to be reasonable. I think they can beat Boston. Don't let the 4-0 record fool you when they lost to the Bruins. I think the Leafs actually win this series and get the monkey off their back against Boston. I think they're a better hockey team. I think Boston's a one-line team. But you're right. They find magic against the Leafs. Give me the Leafs in six.
My thing is,
and they're underdogs.
The Bruins have way better goaltending. We can confirm that. Coaching, for sure, it's not close. My thing with the Leafs, Cam, is they just have the yips. If it was against Florida, I was going to pick the Leafs to win in five or six games. Against Boston, there's just something that Boston has in the heads of the Leafs, Maple Leafs players. It's like they just, like, they don't, the Leafs don't think they can beat Boston, so they're not going to. Does that make sense? Like, they just don't have the confidence. It's like a bad matchup. Like, matchups make fights, and, like, this is just a bad matchup. I don't care what the on paper says. Like, the Leafs have all the talent in the world, probably more talent than anybody in the league up front. It just doesn't matter in these times in the playoffs. Bruins have the experience. I'm taking the Bruins in seven. I think it goes deep. I think the Leafs take a couple.
Yeah, that's fair. It's actually called styles make fights, but this is whatever. It, Drew.
You know what I meant.
Yeah, no, I do. But we butcher sayings all the time. That's what the show should be called. Cam and Drew butchering everything. But here's the deal. The Leafs, it's a different time now. And I will say this. The time of desperation, I know in the past and wherever, this is the end of the line, Drew. Like, this is it. If you find a way to lose this series again, this whole thing, kaboom.
Yeah, but they said that last year. Everyone's got no trade
clause. No. Fans are negative. A lot of Leaf fans are like, oh, you know, we're done. We're doomed. We're good. Perfect. That's the way I like it. It's like a relationship when you first start. Say you're going on Tinder. You meet a chick. Lowered expectations. And then you end up having a good date. It's like, hey, good. This actually worked out well. That's what the Leafs. They got to stop worrying. Don't take dumb penalties. And be smart. And you know what? Your stars have to be stars. And one thing they got to do, just shoot the fucking puck more. Get guys in front. Like, you know what I mean? Everything doesn't have to be so pretty. That's the problem I have with this team. It's almost like they're an artist. Oh, we're painting the perfect picture. If you play gritty, that's why you bring in gritty
and
players.
And Cam, what they need goals. To do, which they haven't been able to do recently, they have the worst PK in the league when it comes to the playoff teams. They need their penalty kill to step up because those three power plays Boston's going to get every game or the two. The Leafs have to keep them out of the net because Pastrnak is a weapon on the power play. And the Bruins might just be like, hey, we're just going to sit down and play dump and chase hockey until we get a power play. And we know your penalty kill sucks. So the Leafs need to step up in that regard. Special teams can be a key factor here.
Yeah, they are. The thing is, Drew, it's one of those things, the line makers too, they could have made Boston a 140 favorite and people are still like, whatever. It's a low line.
Well, because they know people are betting the Leafs though. The Leafs are always going to have inflated lines.
No. I'm thinking they, okay. Yeah, you're right. If they don't give the Leafs, like if the Leafs were plus 120, people would be smashing them. But Boston at 120 looks like a good deal for a team that swept them this year. But I'm telling you, this series too, I believe in this team. This is the thing. Everyone's down on them and that's the time to get on them. The Leafs are like a stock that's very low. I'm buying in. Give me the Leafs in six.
All right. So we would disagree for the first time on the show. Probably disagree later on as well. Moving on to the New York Rangers and Washington Capitals, the one seed in the East taking on the eight seed. Capitals make it in, Cam, because of an empty net goal against the Flyers.
Unreal.
Where the Red Wings scored a minute before in real time. So people are saying Tortorella should have known beforehand that he had no chance in the playoffs and thus not pulled his goalie. Do you think Torts knew and did it to screw them? Or do you think he's honest when he's like, I had no idea. Like, I didn't know.
I probably honest. Here's the thing. You got to do what you got to do. And you know what, Drew? You know what the crazy thing is? Don't be in that position.
Yeah.
Win, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's sports. It's like,
it sucks for the Red Wings, but you should have won. Had an extra point earlier in the year then.
You know how many times the Red Wings down the stretch blew games? They played like shit. And you know what? And I have a lot of friends that are Red Wing fans. And you know what, though? That's life. You have to win the games that you should win, and they didn't. And they were very lucky against Montreal, too. They scored 3 seconds left or whatever. So I'm not going to make a case. Washington, Detroit, who gives a fuck? The bottom line is Washington's done. Okay?
Oh, okay.
Done.
You think so?
Yeah, I think Rangers win in six.
Yeah.
Maybe five.
I think it's going to be the only sweep of the first round. Spoiler alert. I think Rangers win it in four games. There's always one, Cam. So, there's always
why
one
were you? Why were you disagreeing with me then?
I was just being a jerk.
You were being weird. I don't know what the hell you're doing.
The Rangers are minus 450 to win the series. The Capitals are plus 350. Just on paper, the Rangers are better in every spot, Cam. Like the season series was 2-2, but I think that just comes down to division matchups and regular season stuff. I just don't see on paper like where Washington can beat them unless Shesterkin absolutely shits the bed. Like I don't see how Washington puts up a fight. Maybe they steal one, but I'm going to go Rangers in four if I have to pick right now.
All you do is have to know this. So take a look at the playoff series prices, exact score. Rangers to sweep is 5-1. Rangers to win 4-1 is plus 280. Rangers to win 4-2, 360. So what is it going to be? I'm thinking it's going to be five or six games at max. And I would, Drew, and you, if you like it, you think the sweep, it's 5-1. It's basically 490 on my account. So you do what you got to do. I think the Rangers win in five. It's the lowest value bet, but the books aren't stupid.
Yeah, it's not a sweep that you don't really want to always bet on sweeps because they can end so quick, but I do like it in four. I'm going to be taking, you ever do those exact series parlays where you do every series in the exact score?
Yep.
It's like $2 to win $2 million. I always do a bunch of those just for fun.
Of course you do.
Yeah, of course. And one of these times, one of these years, I'm going to hit one of those and it'll be amazing.
It would be.
All right, moving on, Cam. So we both on the Rangers, we're both on the Lightning, and we're a separate on
the course. You got to fade the Leafs because I do that show with you and Dangle's the Leaf guy and everybody else is Leafs. You have to be heel. You can't bet the Leafs.
Yeah, we'll see. Hurricanes Islanders, Cam. Yet again, another shitty series. I think in my mind, probably the most boring series.
I disagree.
This is the worst series out of all of them, in my opinion. If you like
I think
unders,
Rangers
Cam,
Caps is worse.
Cam, first period unders in the same series last year, 6-0. So if you like unders, you bet the first period under in every Islanders Hurricanes game because it's going to be 0-0 or 1-0 after one every single game. I'm going to be taking the unders in every game in the series. I think Carolina is a better team, Cam. Can Sorokin steal a couple games? Sure. But give me the Hurricanes.
They're starting. I think they're going to start Varlamov. As
you think he starts game one?
I watched him live, and I can tell you something. Who's playing better now? It's not even a debate. Yeah, Varlamov is way better. No, you start Varlamov. You start him. And I'm going to tell you another thing that the people don't know about the Islanders. Sure, they got no finishers, but Patrick Waugh has got this team playing, and it's not going to be easy for Carolina. These games can go to overtime and stuff. Let me just say this. I think the Islanders could beat Carolina more than the Rangers can beat. Washington could beat the Rangers. Islanders are going to play a suffocating game and try to turn this into a real slow slugfest. And then, you know what? Carolina is just a very bit better version of the Islanders. Very similar teams.
You know what they are, though, Cam? They're gaggers in the playoffs. So, like, I wouldn't be shocked. Carolina.
Yes! I like Carolina, like, in seven. I think the Islanders give them fits.
Yeah, I think
I think the Islanders might even win the series. Like, I almost want to bet them. Like, I think it's going to be close.
I like Hurricanes in six. I don't think the Islanders have the firepower up front to win the series outright. But, like you said, this would be the least shocking big upset, I could say.
Yes.
All right, let's move on to round two, Cam. Right now, in round two, we got so I have the Lightning taking on the Boston Bruins. You have the Lightning taking on the Leafs. So let's go with yours first. Lightning, Leafs. Leafs have home ice advantage. Who do you got advancing in this series? Ooh, Cam's in a tough spot.
I like the Leafs, but I don't love it. I think the Leafs are going to get to the Eastern Conference Final.
Ooh, spicy. So you got the Leafs.
Well, look at their path. Their path is actually good. If they beat Boston, they're going to play the because Florida and you see, we disagree on one thing. Florida and Tampa Bay, I think, are going to kill each other more so than Boston and Toronto are going to kill each other. I think if the Leafs stay healthy and have no key injuries to their guys, I think they can beat anybody.
Yeah,
I think it will probably go. It will probably go seven, but I will take the Leafs over the Lightning. They beat them before, but the Lightning are a very scary hockey team. Like, they look like they found their mojo again.
All right. Well, Cam likes to at least make the Eastern Conference Final. We'll see if he likes to make the Stanley Cup. We'll see. I like the Lightning to beat the Bruins in my series bracket prediction. I think the Lightning are rolling right now. Hottest team in the East, in my opinion. Best goalie in the East, in my opinion. Probably the best defense. Sergachev could be back for round two, which is a big boost for the Lightning. He won't be back in round one. If he's back in round two, then I love it even more. I just think the Lightning are the team to beat right now, despite their record. They came on late. I think they would have been leading the division if they had this roster and Vasilevsky healthy all year. So give me the Lightning to beat the Bruins and advance to the Eastern Conference Final. Yet again, I'll be saying, oh, of course, it's the Lightning, as usual. So, yeah, my Eastern Conference Final out of the Atlantic would be
Tampa Bay. You know what? Like, your picks sound like fun. Bunch of fucking teams that have been there so many times. Mix it up, man.
Yeah.
Hey, enough.
Let's wait till we get to the West, okay, Cam? Rangers at Hurricanes, or Hurricanes at Rangers. Rangers are the favorite in this series. I'll start here.
I'm having a problem. I like New York.
Carolina's king of gagging in the playoffs. The Rangers gag too. They lost to the Devils last year in the series they should not have lost. I just think this is the Rangers' time to shine, make the Eastern Conference Finals. Give me the New York Rangers over the Carolina Hurricanes, which means my East Final is Rangers Lightning.
Well, I like the Rangers as well. So I think that it's not going to be easy, but I think Shesterkin will step up. You know what the thing about the Rangers is too? Their young guys, the depth, I think a lot of their young guys are going to like really play great hockey. And they already have great players on their team. I'll take the Rangers in six, maybe seven. It might go the distance. So I have a Rangers-Leafs Eastern Conference Final.
Does that spell the end of Rod Brindamore in Carolina? Yet another year of playoff disappointment?
No. I don't think it's Rod Brindamore's fault. I think they have to do more.
I mean, at a certain point, the coach has to take some blame, Cam.
Yeah.
Like how many kicks of the can do you get? Mm-hmm. Like you'd agree that Sheldon Keefe is fired if the Leafs lose round one, right?
Well, Rod Brindamore is a better coach than Sheldon Keefe. Can we not agree with that? Sheldon Keefe is like no offense to the guy. He seems like a great guy to have beers with or whatever. But I don't like where on the NHL food chain of coaches is Sheldon Keefe?
But where's Brindamore? He's probably like 15th.
Brindamore's like he's good, but he's also. I don't know what to think. Like Carolina,
I think he'd be an amazing strength and conditioning coach, but I don't know about like X's and O's. Like I don't know. Carolina hasn't really done it yet for me to be impressed by him.
Anyway, I think they've done a hell of a lot better than the Leafs, Drew. So,
all right, Cam,
tell you that.
You're that. Well, that's not hard. A lot of, you probably say 80% of the league has done better than the Leafs in the playoffs. Yeah. It's not a very impressive bar to get over. Okay. All right. Your Eastern Conference Final, Toronto Maple Leafs at New York Rangers. Cam, the city of Toronto and city of New York, this is the NHL's dream. This would be the highest rated series in probably the last 30 years. The NHL is licking their chops for this to happen. Toronto, New York. Do the Toronto Maple Leafs make the Stanley Cup Finals in your playoff bracket?
I'm going to be called a homer, but I think if they get and beat Boston in the first round, they're going all the way. I think
Cam Stewart, the Leafs going to the finals.
Oh,
place your bets.
I'm waiting for the hate mail. It's not even that much of a homer pick. I think they just got to get monkeys off their back. They're just a very cursed team, and I think all it takes is a little bit of momentum. Once they get into gear, win the first, and if they win the second series, then it's there.
So you think Ilya Samsonov has what it takes to carry a team to the Stanley Cup final?
Or Wall. I don't know who's playing.
Or Matt Murray. Like, they just got a bunch of bums, but that's fine.
Their goaltending is suspicious.
Yeah. They'll have to go.
Drew. I like the Rangers. Are, like, at the start of the year, like, I always liked the Rangers and Leafs. I thought they were, like, you know, teams. You get a little more value with the Leafs. I'm not really a homer for this team. They've cost me a lot of money over the years.
It's true. It's true.
I just think this is the time to get on it. But the Rangers, the problem is, Drew, God, I'm like 50-50 on this. They're goaltending. It's just so – Shesterkin will make huge saves. But the Leafs play the – like, they play each other. The Leafs beat them up pretty good this year, a couple games. And
yeah,
they played well.
That's another thing with Styles Make Flights. The Rangers don't do well against, like, speed,
that's the thing.
Speed teams.
Thank you, Drew. That's actually, you know what, very astute comment by you. I think the Leafs playing the Rangers is probably the best matchup for them. If they find a way to get by Boston and Tampa Bay, that's why I think
this might
going.
Be an easier series than the other two. You're right.
Leafs.
I'm going with the Rangers over the Lightning, Cam. I think this is the Rangers' year to finally make it to the finals. Lundqvist be damned. I think the Lightning have what it takes to win the cup again. I think it's going to be heartbreak on the Tampa side. Rangers with the home ice win it in 7 and make the Stanley Cup finals on the backs of Panarin game winner. I just think their defense is loaded. Their offense is loaded. Their coaching's good. I just think the Rangers are a team of destiny this year in the East, Cam. I don't know. It's weird.
I like them a lot.
So give me the New York Rangers in my Stanley Cup finals out of the East.
Toronto over the Rangers for me. And you have Rangers over Lightning, correct?
Correct.
Correct.
So we'll see. If the Leafs and Rangers make the conference finals, you should make a bet right now on that happening.
What exact team's going to conference final?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll find it. Or I'll bet the Leafs and just hedge on the Rangers if I have to. I don't want to, but I can't lose all sorts of money that I – sorry, money – the Leafs haven't really – actually, they probably cost me more mortgage payments than any team in the league. So, yeah.
Yeah. All right, Cam, let's move on to the Western Conference. First round, we got the Colorado Avalanche and Winnipeg Jets. The Winnipeg Jets are underdogs despite going 3-0 against the Avs in the regular season, absolutely dog-walking them, just smoking them in all three games. Cam, do you believe in my Colorado Avalanche to win this series despite having shitty goaltending with Georgiev in net and probably one line because Mittelstadt hasn't been that great since the deadline? Winnipeg's deeper. Winnipeg has the goaltending. The Avs have advantage on defense, but I think that's about it. And star power, obviously. And experience. Is Winnipeg going to gag, or are they going to use this momentum from the regular season and beat them?
Winnipeg's a lot like the Leafs. You're waiting for them to take the next step. Drew, I got to talk to you originally. Remember we talked about, I'm like, wow, that's a really weird line in the series. And you kind of like talked to me. And the more I thought about it, I'm like, Winnipeg has a lot of advantages in this series. And like a significant edge in goaltending. Significant. Between Hellebuck and Georgiev.
It's like AHL against NHL, yeah.
I like Winnipeg in 6. I think they're going to beat the Avalanche. I think the line tells you all you need to know. The Avalanche are a great team, and they're only laying like 35 cents. That's...
Well, Cam, it doesn't make sense. They're the only underdog, like, in terms of, like, not having home ice, that's the favorite. And I think it's because the public likes the Avs because of the star power and the speed. Like, they're a popular team to bet on. It's kind of like, who's a good comparison? Who's an offense in the NFL that's very good at scoring? Dallas Cowboys, I guess. Like teams that score a lot of points but don't really like play defensively. I don't know. I'm trying to think of a bad
Buffalo.
Example. Yeah,
but defense when it
you're
counts,
not wrong. Right? You're not wrong.
Yeah, no, I'm not wrong. I'm just gonna say this. It's gonna be real shocking. Like I think a lot of these teams that are historical gaggers are gonna find ways this year. That's kind of my angle that I'm taking to this stuff, and I'll make a statement later on in the show and putting a parlay together, and it has nothing to do You know, like, I want money, but I'm going to tell you something. I have something up my sleeve that says...
I like it.
North of the border is going to do quite well early.
Ooh, well, better not be the Oilers because I'll be laughing at you. But yeah, all right. Winnipeg. I think they beat the Avalanche in six as well. I think the Jets win this series and they're the underdogs, so I will be betting on it. Listen, everyone's going to be like, you're such a bad Avalanche fan. No, being a good fan is knowing when your team's going to lose. Like you said,
actually, I'm a shitty Leaf fan trying to give people propaganda like they're going to go to the Stanley Cup.
Fair. But yeah, I think the Avalanche, I just don't see, unless Mittelstadt wakes up and that second line wakes up, Cam, I don't see what it takes, or they have what it takes. They need Landeskog back, and he does look like his career may be over. It's a sad story. I think the Avalanche Stanley Cup was McKinnon winning the Hart Trophy, which he'll likely win. It's just, I don't know how they get past Winnipeg unless something crazy happens.
No, you're realistic. You're realistic. Like, I'm realistic about the Leafs. You've admitted it. Like, they're a great hockey team, but they historically gag, and it's just one of those things. The Avalanche are not the same Avalanche. They used to just roll out lines and kill you. They're a totally different team.
Yeah, they don't have that.
Play.
They don't have the third line to score a bunch of goals like they did when they won the Cup. All right.
Correct.
Moving on, Cam. The Vancouver Canucks hosting the Nashville Predators. This series is tough to me. I know everyone loves the Canucks, Cam. Everyone's saying how good the Canucks are. They're the one seed in the division. Nashville was 0-3 against them in the regular season. UC Saros, though, he's been crap. Is Nashville really going to get swept?
Is going seven.
You think so?
Vancouver will find a way to win the series. It's going to be hard. Nashville was playing good hockey, but Rick Tocchet will have them ready to go. I'm telling you, this is the one, Drew, you can almost flip a coin. But I just see Vancouver finding a way. I find their offense will do more. But the Predators got a good young players on their team. Like, they're dangerous. You know what, though? I think Saros is going to be a problem in the playoffs. I think he's going to let in a couple leaky goals.
He hasn't been good.
I love Demko. Demko is the real deal, bro. I love him. I think he's great.
My worry with the Canucks, Cam, is the Canucks were so good before January 1st, like in the beginning of the year, they were like best team by far. And then since then, they've been like, meh. Like they've been trying to give the Oilers a division for the last 2 months, Cam. Like it's been like losing. The Oilers just haven't been able to catch them since that big winning streak, despite Vancouver doing their best efforts to give the division away. I think Canucks win the series. I think it's close, though. Give me
seven.
I want to take the Predators, but the goaltending.
Distance. Vancouver in seven.
Yeah, I think you're right. Okay, give me Canucks in seven. I don't like it. I kind of want to take the Preds, despite all of the numbers saying to take the.
Then take the Preds if you want to take the Preds. I'm scared of the Preds too. I know. It's a tough series.
Cam, they have so much experience on the Preds compared to Canucks when it comes to playoff experience. I don't know. Like, is this a Canucks time to?
Say out of all the series, this is like if a guy had a gun to your head and said you need to pick a winner, I'd be very scared.
Yes, I think
Vancouver wins in seven, but it is a damn hard series. It's going to be very difficult.
Okay, so the other two series aren't fully set, but we will pretend as if the Vegas Golden Knights win tonight because I think they do, which means it'd be Vegas against Edmonton in round one. Cam,
No. Let's back up the truck. I don't think Vegas. Who does Vegas want to play?
The Oilers, for sure. They don't want to play Dallas.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Sorry, I was thinking about something else. Okay. Yeah. No, you're right.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Vancouver. Oh my God. Okay. Yeah. Sorry. I'm just thinking about the JT posted monies.
The Golden Knights host the Ducks tonight. With a single point, they'll be matching against the Oilers in the playoffs. I think the Vegas Golden Knights win tonight. I think that's pretty safe to say. If the Ducks win tonight, then we'll have to refilm a series tomorrow, but I don't think we're going to have to. So give me the Vegas Golden Knights.
And we're filming tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'll give you my schedule after I finish work tonight. I have another show to do afterwards.
Vegas against Edmonton Oilers, Cam. Oilers are going to be slight favorite in the playoffs in the series.
Was that a joke, or are you just coughing?
Yeah, it's just.
Does that sound like, don't bet Edmonton?
Mark Stone going to be back for game one. Surprise, Cam.
Oh, we love Vegas. Yeah, the new team in the league. They get to do any. Oh, this long-time injury. How come other teams aren't finding ways to cheat like these guys? They're doing better than anybody. Like,
oh, they're the smartest team in the league. I know they are.
Oh, why doesn't anybody else do it? Clean.
Oh, it takes 6 months recovery? Oh, wait, it's only been 7 weeks and he's back. Oh, how surprising. Yeah, it's just.
Why? Tampa Bay does it. Look at the two most successful teams at doing this move. Tampa Bay and Vegas. Other teams, are you there?
Yeah.
Why don't you do it with your stars, you dummies?
Just
get in the NHL playoff system. It doesn't matter anyway. It doesn't matter. Wild cards can beat top teams. President's trophies don't mean anything.
Best playoffs in the world.
It means fuck all. Keep your guys healthy before the playoffs.
I think is that it was kind of a risk with Vegas this year because they were like fighting for a playoff spot. They didn't have it secured when all this stuff went down.
They figured it out.
Yeah, fair. Mark Stone now 3 straight years he's been on LTIR and come back before the playoffs. It's pretty crazy.
There we go.
This guy just gets injured in February every year. It's like weird that how it happens. But anyways, Vegas Oilers. Vegas beat them last year. I think Vegas beats them again, Cam. The Oilers defense and goaltending just doesn't have it for me. I know they have firepower up front. I know they do. I'm sorry, Oilers fans. But just your defense is not good enough to win in this league.
Don't worry, Oiler fans. I got your back. You know what? How did Vegas win? Oh, my God. Aiden Hill, a guy that was, like, let go by the Sharks, had the
Yeah, because Darnell Nurse can't play defense, Cam, and he's their best defenseman.
Listen, I'm not going to tell you the Oilers' defense is great. I'm not going to tell you Skinner's an amazing goaltender. He's all right. But I will tell you this. Vegas' goaltending is nowhere near it was before. They got hot.
Well, they've been hurt.
They got, yeah. And that's different with Edmonton. Hyman's an animal. Draisaitl, all these guys. I'm telling you, Edmonton in 7, I'm taking the damn Oilers.
All right, Cam. This loves the Oilers. I like it. I think they might get swept.
I'm not even a Canadian apologist. They call me the Prime Minister on the show. Like, these teams have let me down year after year. So I guess I'm just a glutton for punishment, just like the Bills. I don't know what my problem is. Like, it's like a guy that gets beat up every day. I get my lunch money
stolen. You believe in star power. That's what I'm realizing. You like the flashy
names. I do not like star power. I like fourth line grinders. I just think Vegas is – listen, I'm scared of Vegas. But their goaltending with Hill and Thompson.
Still better than Edmonton's, in my opinion.
Yeah, we'll see.
I just don't think the Vegas defense is so friggin' stacked, Cam. I don't know how anyone beats them, to be honest. But we'll see. Moving on. The other series, Dallas hosting the LA Kings.
Dallas in 5.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be a long series either. I'm going to think of it like the Kings' defense hasn't been the greatest. Their forwards have come on late, but their goaltending is shaky. Dallas, probably the deepest team in the West, Cam. Like, lines 1-4 and defense pairs, goaltending.
Unger hasn't even played that great. Imagine he gets hot.
I know. Did you see him last night? He didn't give a shit. He was just like, I'm just sticking my stick out. Just didn't care. Give me Dallas in 5 as well. I think Dallas will make light work of the Golden Knights, sorry, of the Kings. If it's Vegas playing them, Cam, then I think it'll be issues. Like, if the series
I will take Dallas against Vegas. I will take Dallas against the Kings. It doesn't matter. They'll win both of them. Whoever they play, they win their first round.
So you think the Oilers win no matter what, too, then? Oilers, Kings, or Oilers, Golden Knights, you think they beat either one?
The Oilers are definitely beat the Kings. The Kings don't scare anybody anymore.
We don't even need to refilm tomorrow because now we just said either way you like the Oilers and Dallas Stars to win the series. So no need. Shake your hands off of that one. That's easy.
Okay, Drew. Well, you think Dallas is going to win too?
Yeah,
right?
I do. But I think Dallas beat Vegas though.
I said Dallas would beat Vegas. So you think Vegas could beat Dallas? You're saying?
Yeah. Sorry. Yes, I think Vegas beats Dallas if they were to play.
What the hell's going on? Who's on first base with you, man? Like, this is honest. Like, people are like, are these guys stoned? I'm not even smoking weed right now. Like, what are you doing? You're changing diapers. There must be some vapor in the air just making you stupid.
Round 2, Dallas, Winnipeg. Who you got?
Dallas. Sorry, Winnipeg. I love you. Murder capital of Canada. I'll defend your pierogies. Great team but the Dallas, it actually is. Winnipeg's very
isn't it like the biggest crime per capita or something like that?
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of grifters, but great pierogies, great food, great people, and casinos.
I didn't know pierogies were a Winnipeg thing. Is that true?
You know, we Polish people are in Winnipeg. Anyway, we're not doing a food show, Drew, but I'll tell you a lot about Winnipeg. My old tenant, Portuguese Joe, was like from Winnipeg. I know everything about Winnipeg now, and I've been there. Okay. Anyway, I was actually at the Jets game when they came back. Remember when they like did the like the total relaunch versus Montreal and stuff? So I love Winnipeg. Anyway, here's the deal. Dallas is just too good. They're too deep. Great goaltending battle. Probably be a lot of 2-1 games, but I gotta go with the Dallas Stars. I probably think it might go 6. Dallas and 6 against Winnipeg. Might go 7, but I'll take Dallas.
I'm gonna go Dallas as well. I think it'll be Dallas in like 5. I don't think it'll be close. I think the only edge Winnipeg has in net, everything else is advantage Dallas. And I think they have a better coach too. I know it's a revenge, but I don't care. Give me Dallas in five. Other side, Cam, you have Vancouver versus Edmonton. Canada, a Sportsnet would love this series to happen. Who do you think wins this one and why?
God, this is... Man, hockey's tough. Like, it's just... I'm going to tell you, Drew, this is one sport you think you can have confidence going into it and everything can change.
Yeah, I've nailed the cup winner the last two brackets before the playoffs started.
Good for you. Yeah, I had the Blues when they won. I just watched them play and I'm like, they suffocated everybody. And no one's going to win the Stanley Cup. The team that could basically wear you down over time. Yeah, and just stay healthy. That's the hot tender, health, and a team that just, even when you lose, you make the other team pay a price. I will take the Edmonton Oilers over Vancouver in seven games. I can't believe I'm taking it. The Leafs are like Edmonton of the West, and Edmonton's the Leafs. Like, you know what I mean? The Leafs are Edmonton, and Edmonton are the Leafs. They're very similar teams, just different parts of the country. I'm taking Edmonton over Vancouver in a classic series. Give me the Oilers in seven.
So I got Vegas and Vancouver in my round two, and I'm going to take Vegas in five. I just think Vegas is better at every single position on the team. I think they're deeper, and if everyone's healthy, they have the best defense in the NHL. So give me Vegas over Vancouver, which means my West final.
It's nothing personal to Vegas, but it bothers me, and this is nothing new with Vegas. They got great fans. I got a lot of friends in Vegas. I got like family. Like all these people are like family, but it really pisses me off that some team comes in a league and has more success than other teams, like year after year. Like, look at you and the Bills, me and the Leafs, like all the stuff.
Yeah, it's a credit to them, though. It's a credit to them. They've taken advantage of the system.
They are amazing. Yep, they take advantage of the system and they hired smart people. Kudos to them. These other
teams.
And it's
probably the best home game in the league, like experience wise.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Like the Vegas Golden Knights do it right. I'm just sick and tired of seeing them do it right.
Like, it's crazy that their football team's so shit.
Yeah, well, who cares? Their hockey team's amazing. So
I'm just saying, you think they'd be able to figure it out the other side, too. Don't worry, Gardner Minshew's got what it takes. All right, Cam, your West final, Edmonton versus Dallas. Do you have the Oilers making it an All-Canada final against the Leafs?
Or that's not happening. Ring, ring, Gary line two. No All-Canadian final. Dallas will beat Edmonton in six.
All right, Dallas and six.
Dallas and Toronto is my Stanley Cup. How do you like them apples?
I think the Dallas pick is legit, but I just don't know about the Toronto pick, but I like it. We'll get your Stanley Cup winner in a second. I got Dallas against Vegas in the finals. I think Vegas is going back to the finals to defend their title, Cam. Crazy. Everyone's like, oh, you can't do this again. They're not going to be able to do it again. They're the same friggin' team as last year. They're so deep at every position. Give me Vegas back in the finals. It's boring, but that's what I have to pick, Cam. So I got Vegas against New York. That's a NHL Gary Bettman's dream.
Yeah, it really is.
He would be like, the ratings are amazing. I wonder why. ESPN and TNT would love it. So I got Vegas and New York. You got Toronto and Dallas. That's hilarious. So your Stanley Cup champion for the 2024 season is, drum roll, give it to us,
Dallas Stars. The Leafs go all the way just to disappoint the finals.
Oh, man. You're going to give them all this hope and everything, and then you just rip their hearts out in the biggest stage.
Wouldn't that be a Leaf thing to do, have the best run of their lives and lose? Like, remember when they lost to the Kings in 93? I was there. We went from, like, basically having an orgy to people crying. It was the saddest day ever. We had parties going on. Like, we're at my buddy's cottage. Like, just wicked. And then old Carey Fraser with his perfect hair. Oh, no, Gretzky. There's no problem. And that team, that Leafs team, was their best team, like, that had a chance. They would have won the Stanley Cup that year.
I think they would have won. What was it, 03, when they went Carolina in the Eastern Final? They had a really good team.
Yeah, they had a good team that year, too. But that other team, man, they were absolutely stacked. They would have beat, like, remember when Montreal won that year? They beat the Kings.
Fair. Cam, downtown Toronto would be an absolute insane house, insane asylum.
And they'll probably lose in overtime in game seven, like a Brett Hull foot in the crease type of thing. Yeah, that's a Toronto thing.
Yes. Sorry. All right. I got New York against Vegas in the finals. The NHL's dream. What the NHL doesn't like is repeat champs. So I'm not going to do it, Cam. Give me the New York Rangers as the 2024 Stanley Cup champs. Am I crazy? New York Rangers, I think, have what it takes. They're not going to gag this year. The Devils gag taught them a lesson last year, Cam. That doesn't happen this year. Give me the New York Rangers hosting the 2024 Stanley Cup.
I love the Rangers at the start of the year, Drew. My prediction was, I think it was like Rangers and Dallas or Like, I like the Rangers too. I just think styles make fights. And the one team, if the Leafs can escape teams that have owned them, I think their speed is too much.
Oh, I agree that the Rangers don't want to go up against the Leafs in the playoffs.
The problem is, though, Dallas has so many things that they can do to the Leafs. Like, they're tough. Yeah. They're just
the Leafs' kryptonite is deep teams where, like, their fourth line can score goals and stuff, and that's what Dallas is. Which is why I don't think they beat the Bruins, but you have them making the Stanley Cup final, so maybe I'm just a complete idiot.
I like the Rangers. I told you, like, it could be Rangers. Like, Rangers, Dallas, that seems very legitimate, but I'm going with Toronto and Dallas. There it is.
All right.
I must need my head examined. I'm also going to be going on a guy's show today. He's from Boston. I'm willing to bet $1,000 on the series. I'm taking the Leafs, and I don't care.
Okay, so you said you had some crazy bet to tell us about at the end here, about the all-Canadian something-something.
Every Canadian team wins in the first round, at worst 3-1. I'm betting the Jets, Leafs, Canucks, Oilers. At worst 3-1. I think it's going to be parlayed 4-0, and I'll take 3-1. Individually, parlayed. What do you think?
So you got
You like three out of the four, don't you? No, you don't.
Yeah, I like them all except the Leafs. I like the Oilers to lose too. So yeah, I don't.
Oh, so you're 2-2. So this does not work. Okay.
No.
That is nice. But Winnipeg's plus. And who's your other team? No, Vancouver lays juice, but we took them in seven.
Yeah. So if I like my finals, it'd be I had Vegas against New York. 31-1 plus 3,100 if that's your finals. So I'm going to bet that.
Give me Leafs-Dallas.
Leafs-Dallas is 42 plus 4,200, Cam.
And give me Rangers-Dallas.
And Rangers-Dallas is 22-1.
I'm satisfied with both. Both are very fair, nice numbers.
Yeah. I mean, if Dallas makes the finals, you'll be a happy camper. If Vegas makes it back to the finals, Cam, the fact that their odds are so high, like they have the six longest odds to win their conference, like, that's a bad number, I think, by Vegas.
Vegas is scary. Here's the thing about the National Hockey League before we wrap it up. It's not like other sports where you know, oh, like this team is definitely going to win. Like there's no locks in any type of situation. The NHL playoffs it's madness.
Oh, yeah. Seattle was going to beat Colorado last year, and it happened in round one.
And that was when Colorado actually had a team.
Yeah.
How do you win in hockey? Like in any other sport? Like, we talk about, me and Gabe talk about this. Me and you talk all the time. Drew, we talk about this. Over a football game, usually the better team will find a way to win. The same with basketball. You wear it on hockey, you could run in, you could get outplayed like 80% to 20. If your goaltender makes 52 saves, you win.
Tampa Bay Lightning had the best record in history. President's Trophy and got swept by the Columbus Blue Jackets.
I was on Columbus that year. I was in Vegas. Dude, what a
swept them.
You should have seen my bag. Oh, I didn't bet them to sweep, but I bet them in the series. It was a big bag.
Well, if you bet them to sweep, it was probably like 50-1.
This is probably more than that. It would be like 100. Like they were the President's Trophy champions. It was Columbus.
I mean, last year too, Florida was down 3-1 against the President's Trophy Bruins, and they came back and won the series. Like that probably would have been 30-40-1 to win that series if you just bet them at that point. All right, so that does it. Cameron Stewart has Toronto losing to Dallas in the finals to break all you Leafs fans' hearts. And I have the Rangers beating Vegas to stop the repeat and give New York yet another championship because that city needs more rings, Cam.
But, Drew, I think it's very important, too. We talk about this, guys. When a team's down a game, there's a lot of ways we can attack this stuff with hockey, and the lines are way inflated. Like, when you bet the sport live, like, say you like Boston over the Leafs, and the Leafs win the first game. Like, you're going to get a crazy number. Like, that's the whole thing.
The series,
like, yes. Like, all the time, like, you try to find that middle, Drew. Where your team's down, if you got plus and plus, you sit back and go, excellent. And it's going to happen a lot because a team you like can lose the first game. Things happen, right?
Well, and like the NBA, Cam, teams don't come back from 3-1 very often. It's like very, very rare.
Rare.
In the NHL, teams come back from 3-1 all the time. So if you see a team down 3-1 and you like them, sprinkle on the series score.
Yep. I couldn't agree more, Drew. Excellent.
All right, that does it. Please click like. Please hit subscribe. Please rate and review on all audio platforms and on the YouTube comments. Send us your comments. Who you think is going to win the Stanley Cup?
We're gonna get some comments that are gonna be off the chain. More hatred for me or you? I'm not sure, but there'll be equal amount of venom.
And tell Cam what the best pierogi is in Winnipeg. My guess is cheese and bacon. That's my go-to usually.
Yeah, cheese and bacon is always top of the food chain.
Yeah, I don't like the potatoes. They're too mushy. Get the potatoes out of my pierogies, okay?
But pierogies are made with potatoes.
Yeah, but the potato filling is gross.
Jesus Christ. Yes, cheese and bacon.
All right, we'll see you next time.
See you next week.
This has been Drew and Stu. Follow Drew at Producer Drew and Cam at Cam Stewart Live. May the winners be yours and all of the best bets hit.